Blog Talk Radio.
That's not what y'all always talk about, a crown of glory.
that right there, that's a fool who still wants to be young, who have not realized I am 60-something years old. So it's a crown of glory if you're living in the ways of God. And we, as the younger adults, should honor that. Why? Because Yahweh required that of us. We're going to move on to Proverbs 20 and 29, family. The glory of the young men is their strength, and the beauty of the old men is the gray hair. Y'all understand that? He's talking about wisdom, family. He gives strength to the young man and wisdom to the old man. Why? Because the older man, he have lived life and he have learned some things. So he is able to turn around and teach the younger generation. And that's what Israel have always been about, passing on knowledge. I believe Brother Daniel brought out something this past, no, it wasn't Daniel, it was Brother Harwell, brought out something in Bible study about how the older men sat around at the camp at the end of the day and they talk. And you almost see that in every culture, besides in barbaric culture, we ain't going to talk about that. And our culture today, we don't do that today. Every Eastern culture, you see where the men of the tribes that sat around at the end of the day and they spoke about things that was going on. And he talked about how we need to bring those things back in Yeshua's house. So his lesson was timeless. And everything is on Yahweh's time. So we have Zachary Ward right here, Elder Ward right here. Wolf, we're going to allow him to introduce himself. Then I'm going to move on to Zachary Eliezer and Zachary Metal.
Good evening, everybody. Zachary Ward. Thank Yahweh for this day and my presence here.
Amen. Amen. Shalom, Zachary Eliezer.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, the leader, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, sir.
I can hear you. Also,
you can hear me?
Yes.
Good. I can hear you, too. Is Zaki and Meta out there?
Yeah, everybody. It was kind of far away. The amplifier is phone because the pick is real low. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but it's real low.
Okay.
Yeah, but we sitting right here together.
We can hear you fine.
I just wish you
we can hear you
it
fine.
Loud, we both had a hard time hearing.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you introduce yourself, Zakin?
All right. I'm Zakin Eliezer of Beth Yahweh Congregation here in Baltimore. And I'm here with Zakin Martha L. Brown of Beth Yahweh Congregation here in Baltimore. And this is Mr. Ken Ward. We're grateful also that Yah has given us breath of life this day to sit here at this moment and do this show and prayerfully. We all be blessed somehow to what's being told today and talked about today.
Amen. Well, let's stay with you, Zakin Eliezer. What does it mean to you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What does it mean to you? To be a elder in Israel.
We didn't catch you.
I said, what does it mean to you to be an elder in Yisrael?
Well, to me, it's just, an elder. As far as the scriptures, usually it's the heads of the families, or the oldest members, male members of the family, of the families of Israel. With me, with Beth Yahweh, I was there from the beginning. And but then we have men of experience with wisdom that come amongst the camp. And that's Ken Martel and Chalkin Ward. So in comparison with them, I'm like the youngest of the Chalkin.
Amen. Can Zakin Mr. L speak on that?
He wants to know if you could speak on that, what it means to be an elder in the congregation.
Hello?
Shalom, sir.
But to be an elder of the congregation, it takes a person with wisdom, spiritual.
Amen.
And also, you must be wise. Be able to cipher things out and guide the congregation to the point where they can do things that please Yahweh.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Toda, Zakin, Toda. We're going to move over to Zakin Ward with the same question.
Hello, family. Once again, good evening, L.A. Brown, but to just up Yahweh, but to the faith, coming here and learning God, Yahweh's will for me. You know, I found that what's mine is not mine. And saying that, I'm talking about the things that I've learned over this travel of the earth. And I've done some traveling, done some things, but I feel honored. You know, it's an honor to give those things back. You know, I found in my life that in order to keep it, you got to give it away. You know, and the thing is, having people that are willing to accept the things that you say. You know, but as I can, you know, I try to be just in the things that I say all the time. You can't, you know, you aren't correct, but just being giving God's word back to those that are willing to accept.
Well, can we stay with you on what is the responsibility of an elder in Yisrael?
My responsibility is you're almost like a soldier because you're guarding the sheep.
Amen.
You're guarding the sheep. You know, you can't take a puppy out to the field to watch sheep and think that he's going to guard them and know what he's doing. And as the elder, that's part of our assignment. Part of what Yahweh has, that's part of the duty that Yahweh has given us to bring the young pup along so that he'll know instinctively what to do when the wolf comes around.
That's
right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, that was wisdom, my dear family.
Yes.
That was wisdom. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the Brother Mel and ask him the same question. Do you hear me? Is that your mental health?
Yeah, you talk to me. Hello? Can you hear me? I heard you.
Can you hear me?
I heard you.
Okay, what is the responsibility of an elder in Yisrael?
Well, the responsibility of an elder is to keep the church itself in shape so they can meet the Most High.
Amen. Was that it, Zakin?
That's it.
Okay. That's wisdom, too. Straight to the point. Zakin Eliezer?
As both Zakin Ward and Zakin Montel said, that's basically it. But for a congregation to grow and for that to work in a house, it's like your house at home, you're the head of that house. Your son, one day, he's going to be a grown man. You'll be an older man. And you'll be expecting him to help you with matters concerning the family as a whole that you can't take care and manage no more. But you could be there for him to give him insight so he can do that. So an elder can't do his job unless the younger men of the congregation involves them in the things that's going on in the congregation. Other than that, they're just old men sitting back. Only way they can have input is if they brought into the camp, and the camp, the younger men is using that, using them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're left out, what use are they? How can they push the congregation? How can there be an extra veteran on the congregation if only the young men out there and not include and making them leaving them on the side?
Amen. So you saying that if there's no inclusion with the rest of the young men or the core name of the congregation, without the elders, the congregation won't move as far. Is that what you're saying? It should be one whole.
But also saying is the Beth Yahweh, if you was there in the very beginning, you'll find out that Beth Yahweh, the whole house is Levite. The whole house is Kohanim. Everything that comes to this camp, that's what they are. Yahweh leads them to this camp. Because he's better Kohanim than Levites. That's who we all are. I'm just older now. The kin older, but then we're older. But you guys, y'all are the elders of the household. But you're the ones like that son. You're the one there who's got the strength. To get the things done. We don't have that shit. We're laid back now. But still yet, we should be included so we can give insight.
Amen. You
say just like a man with his house. You know, when you get to be an old man, you're going to really have a lot to lean on your son about. And he's going to have to lean on you because he's going to have to come to you and see. And his question is going to be to make sure he's doing what's right.
I can understand that. Because when you go back and look at the Levitical priesthood and how Abba had set it up, and once a man got to a certain age, his duties have changed. So he becomes not as a Kohanim that would dispense the word in these days and time, but a Kohanim would be in the sense of giving wisdom to those. Now he's as an advisor to the young Kohanim. So I can understand that. And I would say that being so we here at Beth Yahweh still have elders, that system is still in place. Because
that's
Yahweh's system. You're right.
That's right. Yeah, we can't
Yahweh
get around.
We can't
do stuff like y'all. But we can advise you.
Right. I didn't hear the last part, Zakin.
I said, we don't have the energy and the power and the strength like y'all to get around and do things, but we can advise you.
That's right. We just read that scripture. When Yahweh say he gives strength to the young men, but a gray head is a crown to the older men, and talking about the wisdom. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, and that's what y'all here for, to advise the young Kohanim and to give them wisdom. That's why Yahweh has it set up like that. And that's what we're here tonight, to hear from the elders. But let me stay with you and ask this next question. What is the work of Elohim that the camp should be working to accomplish in these days and times?
The song remains the same. One purpose, the main purpose, Yah want his son to be saved. We're the seed, the offspring of that son.
Mm-hmm.
And himself. You know the story, how he took on his humanity himself to walk up, show us the example of how to be his son and save Adam and all his seed. And that's what our thing is. First, like you say, charity begins at home. First, we must establish it at our house to make sure everybody is like, and guess what? You saw it last week, you saw it the week before when you taught. And it's been going on for a while. We are structuring. We are tightening it up now. We're getting stronger, tighter. That's what we're doing.
to becoming that well-oiled machine, but it's a timely thing. But that's where we're at right now. And once our house gets solid and tight,
amen,
then we'll be
amen
able to move on to other things, other people, and other houses. But our house
amen
is first.
That's right. That's right. Well, what will be the work for our house to be doing at these days and time? What's the work?
What did you say?
What will be the work for our house? For Yahweh's
work
right now.
The work of our house right now is building character in ourselves to be more like Mashiach. That's our work. To learn that Torah. Learn that Torah. Let the Holy Spirit do its work. Our work is to allow the Holy Spirit to do its work with each and every one of us, so we'll be a united front. Everybody on the same page with the same understanding. That's our work. That's what makes us whole. Once we get that, and that's what's happening. You see it every week, every Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sabbath. And from what I'm hearing about the classes, and with the classes now, with the women and the men, hey,
amen,
the Holy Spirit is working with us. It's getting us to the place where it wants us to be.
Amen. 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 At Zaken Meta El, what will be the work of Yisrael Al in these days and time?
What would be the work of Israel in these days and time?
Well, the work for Israel in this days and time is to unite and stay united.
Amen.
The left hand must know what the right hand is doing, and the right hand must know what the left hand is doing. And so then you can coordinate and make it pass evenly. But if you don't know what the right hand is doing, the left hand don't know what the right hand is doing, we have a problem. We have a gap. We have a space. And nothing grows in nothing.
Amen. So now, Zaken, what is the work of Yahweh right now in these days?
I can actually see a lot of it being done in congregation.
Amen.
On Sabbath.
Amen.
Coming together, teaching of the word, and having a better understanding. One of the things that I really and truly think that Yahweh wants, not just for Yahweh, but for Israel, as you say, as a whole, is for us to find a way to come together. You know, as I'm here speaking, I know that there's a world out there, and there's other Israelites, you know, but we've got to find other means to reach out and touch one another, other means to not just come together, but come together in the name of Yahweh. Come together in the name of Yahweh and to continue to strive to be the people that he wants us to be. You know, sometimes I see as it's still being out in the wilderness trying to find our way. And in trying to find our way, sometimes I think we get lost just looking. If you understand what I'm saying, we get lost just looking. The thing that we want is right here. It's right here. You know, as I'm sitting here talking to people that's out there listening, they're not listening just to be a casual listener. They're here to learn something too.
Right.
You know, and if we stay on this path, together, you know, we can find just what it is that Yahweh want us to have.
Right.
You know, it's a big nation.
Right.
It's a big nation. And I think Yahweh want us to find a way to come together. To come together. That's one of the things that I've learned just in Yahweh. You know, one of the things that said each and every week, out, Sabbath in and Sabbath out, is that we're family. You know, we should be treating one another as family in the same type of love that Yahushua showed for us in his dying on the cross. But there's always room for growth and everything. And I know for myself, I pray each and every day that Yahweh will show me his light so that I can find my way out of some of the darkness that I'm in.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, that was a great way to end that thought, Zacchaeus, because we all have, even to the one that's maybe 100 years old, that's something there. And we always can learn from our ups and downs and what we struggle with. And what better way to learn but from somebody else's experience? You know, as is our kin, and when y'all see things out of order, Yahweh have given y'all a charge to pull the brothers up. You know, I don't know how easy is that.
You know,
pull a brother up and being as I can, being what Yahweh have charged you, that wisdom of life, and you see something out of order, how easy is it for you to pull a brother up? Or is it even received when you pull it up? And I'm going to get you the rest of you, brother, because I'm fairly strong on the answer to that.
You know, I had to laugh when you asked that question. And, you know, I have approached some brothers about some things. You know, and before doing so, you know, I had to think, you know, about what it was I'm going to say. And because I'm, you know, for real, I prefer, you know, just tell me what it is that you want me to know. You ain't got to dress it up. You know, I can receive it. But I had to, you know, think about it before I did it. But with all that said, you know, I had pulled some brothers up, and, you know, it wasn't no conversation. They received
it.
You know, I've even had them come back, you know, later on and thank.
Amen.
You know, and thank. You know, but it's not an easy thing because, you know, we're all coming from the world that we come from.
Right.
You know, we sometimes, you know, see things going on,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to become a part of it.
Right.
You know, but if we're supposed to be family,
right,
it's not a thing about you being a part of it. You are a part of it.
That's right.
You know, that's your brother. That's your sister.
That's
you know, and we all have got to find a way to be receptive to people when they come to us like that.
That's right. That's right.
You know, when I first came around, I would hear people different mores say this and say that. You know. And I get a little scared. I go home and I talk to my wife. My wife will tell me it's not the messenger, it's the message.
Right. Right.
You know, so you know, I pray that when I go to the brothers,
mm-hmm.
that they will not see a face, but they hear the word.
Amen.
And know that it's not coming from me, but it's coming from Yahweh.
Yeah.
But I'm not just walking around looking at people trying to see what they're doing, whether it's right or wrong.
Amen.
You know, if I see something, it's because Yahweh put my attention there.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
But, you know, for the most part, both have them stuff. And, you know, it has let me know that I am doing what I should be doing.
Amen.
You know, it's not an easy thing, you know. Coming from where I come from, being a drug addict and alcohol, I got to bring it into it. But, you know, that was a part of my recovery. You know, being able to talk to people that was in my charge, I sponsored some people, being able to tell them, you know, the things that they were doing wrong.
Right.
You know, to help them to overcome what it is they need to overcome. And it's the same thing here. You know, bad to say before, we got to be receptive to the word.
That's right.
You know, it's not the person. It's not Martha L. that's speaking. It's not Eliezer that's speaking. You know, it's not Rabbi that's speaking. You know, it's Yahweh.
Right.
You know, let's take the faces off of those words and hear what's being said.
Yeah. You know, one thing you said, you put out your personal life. And when you bring out things about yourself that others may see that I can't bring that out about, I can't share that with me because people may view that as a weakness. See, but that's one of your greatest strengths.
Yeah.
You know, because when you can show wisdom, you tell, and you have been downtrodden and you did some things that you wasn't too happy about or too proud about in your life, that to another, a younger brother as myself, that's like, Dr. Ward is real. You know, I can hear what Dr. Ward has to say to me. Why? Because there's no curtains up with Dr. There was no phoniness when he came to me. I saw Yahweh when he spoke to me. But sometimes, if you come for mad form, it's not always received from the younger generation because we know the truth. We know real. We've been in the streets. I'm trying. That was my background. So I know real when real is coming to me. I know when somebody is puffing up their chest and it's not the will of Yahweh. But they want to speak because they have a position. And I'm not even just talking about in the same, I'm talking about the worldwide people. Most people want to speak just because they have a position. And they're not listening to that voice of Yahweh, like you said, hey, I saw that because Yahweh brought my attention. And we like that. You know, so continue to be real with us. And we will always receive that. And even if you don't, and if the brother bringing it and it's right, we should receive that being believers anyway. Because that's our walk. That's our faith. That's when we took that baptism and said, yes, Father, I will give up my life for your life. So we're going to ask Dr. Ken Eliezer. Shalom, Dr. Ken, can you hear me?
Yeah, what you want to ask me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How easy is it to bring about something when you see a brother or a sister in a fault, you being a Zakeni, given the wisdom that Yahweh has given you, pulling up a brother and sister? How easy is that, and how receptive is that?
Well, you would think it wouldn't be so easy, but in the truth, it is. It's real easy because you have to have just one trait, compassion and love for your brother and sisters. You got that. It's not hard to confront them about an issue. We were talking earlier, you know, it said about wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom, a person who has wisdom is one who can learn from everybody, from everyone. In their shortcomings or faults or in the positive things, we can take from the positive into ourselves and use the same things that they're using, and it'll benefit us all. And we all can use those same positive things. But if we see faults in one of our members, I'm going to say members because we are a body, we are a unity through Yahushua. So if you see a fault in one of your parts of your body, a member of your body, what you do when you want to correct it, look in yourself and see that same fault or some part of that same fault in yourself. So when you go to your brother or sister, you can have contempt because you know where they're coming from. Because you are looking into yourself and seeing a part of that same fault in yourself. Instead of condemning or pointing the finger, you look at yourself and say, oh, I see what's happened, and try to comfort them and help them through it. So you can be reunited into the membership and become a whole, just like a your two hands. If one thumb get broke, you only got one strong hand then.
Amen.
So what you do, you use that one strong hand to do everything you can to support that thumb until it get well again, until it becomes strong. And then you have two full hands again. And that's how we are. We're Elohim. We are members of one body. When one is lacking something, then we got to see that there's a hurting or lacking us. He's not alone. If he's got a fault, that means we got a fault. He's a part of us. He's a member of our body. Or she's a member of our body. And we got to be there for them and support and nurture them so they can get it right and get strong again.
Amen. Amen. How receptive is that word when you have to pull up a younger person? Do you think it's receptive?
I will pray always. But I've been known to talk a lot, but what I'm doing now, I'm learning how to confess things and just be more trying to learn to be more direct and with short sayings,
mm-hmm.
because I found long sayings, people lose a lot from it because they get tired or bored.
Amen.
But if you write
Amen.
A point and say what you mean, then they get it. But if
That's right.
you do, when you say it short, you got to do it in a soft tone, a comforting
right.
tone, speaking at a person, but speaking to them for their good. Let them know that you're speaking a way and in a tone that they can understand you're for them. So that's what I'm trying to master now. And I don't get to talk to you like, you know, when I talk to you, I don't get to talk much in the congregation. So for a while there, when I could get to let, I would go on. I would go my little thing, right? But, man, like I said, I want to start being more concise with my stuff there. So
Amen.
I'll be able to talk a little more.
Amen. Amen.
But it's not hard at all to talk to a younger person, because one thing you got to always remember, I was you one time. I was younger, too.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen. Does Zakin Mehta L still there with you?
Yes.
Let me ask him a question.
Yeah, his hearing is bad, and this phone is not too strong.
Okay. I understand that. How difficult is it to be a good example to the younger brothers and sisters?
To be a good example, one must emulate Yah, because that's the example we want all to emulate and follow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About Yahushua. We walk according to him. That's what the law, the whole Torah. You know, I got this thing with Leviticus 19th chapter. I got the things about in Shemu 22 and 23 and 24th chapter. They got a lot of things in there. And it's always talking about how you treat one another. The things
yes.
you should not, the things you should not say, the things, words you shouldn't use to cause harm and hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The actions you do that may cause harm and hurt. What we want
mm-hmm.
to be, I want to be, and we all should desire to be, is like Yahushua. It says when he saw the people and saw that they was lost because they thought they didn't have a leader,
mm-hmm.
he saw compassion. People feel
mm-hmm.
their and their great need. And so that's what through the Holy Spirit, fighting this flesh of mine. That's what I'm mastering right now myself, so I can be more like that. And if,
Amen.
If and that's the example. That's the example that I want to show.
Amen. Amen. So now, Zakim, I ask Zakim Ward the same question. To be a good example to the younger brothers.
For me, each and every day, just waking up is a challenge.
Amen.
And it's even more challenging to be example, to be an example for others. You know, to do Yahweh's will takes work, man. And to be an example to others, you know, I don't want to be an example for someone. You know, I want to be someone that when they look at me, they see me just doing Yah's will. You know, and if that's been an example, then yeah. You know, I say to myself all the time, and people that I talk to, I'm new in the word, and I'm still learning, I'm still getting some of that world, so to say, out of me. I'm asking Yahweh to remove some of my defects of character. Asking him patience every day. And these are the things, you know, the changes that the congregation sees
see in me, I pray that that would be the example that they see.
Amen.
I pray that would be the example that they see. You know, I'm trying to be a new individual. You know, being in Yahweh, I want to be a new individual. So, you know, if someone sees these changes in me, see the things that I'm doing, and it's something that they lack, you know, then yeah, I'm being an example. You know, but Yahweh's word is my will for today.
Okay.
Whatever it is that He will for me to do, that's what I want.
How available are you? You know, to the younger brothers and maybe sisters, but we have the women for that. But how available are you?
You know, I have to laugh at that. And reason being, I'm a busybody. But let me just say this. You know, like, there was a time when I hated to pick up my phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's no lie. There was a time when people would call my number and I wouldn't answer. Mm-hmm. And some of it had to do with things that I was going through. But here again, you know, like, fast forward a few months, maybe a year, you know, Yahweh working on me, the things that I used to do, I don't do anymore. I pick up my phone and answer them, no matter what time of day or what time of night. You know, so it's availability, I'm available. You know, my phone calls do not go unanswered these days. Because, you see, you know, what I had to learn was those same numbers that I didn't answer might be a number that I'm calling in need. A number that I'm calling in need, and I want them to answer. So, you know, learning the word and believing in the word and practicing the word, you know, there's certain things that I've got to do. Because I don't, you know, like, I'm just like everybody else. There's going to be a time when I'm going to have to call somebody. You know, and I want them to be there. I want them to be available.
Right.
I want them to
pick
up the phone and answer for me.
Right.
But today, yeah, I'm available. You know, I'll stop. Whatever it is I'm doing, I'll stop.
Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Zachin Eliezer the same question. But I know from personal experience that this brother has always been available. His house, he would tell you that you don't have to call before you come over my house. You just show up, and if you show up, you're going to get a meal from Zakin El Yezar. You're going to sit there, and you're going to talk some word. But is that availability for everybody, Zakin El Yezar?
That's right. Everybody of our household. Everybody of our household.
And that's the household of?
That's the household of Beth Yahweh.
Amen. Amen. Well, let me ask you.
The true sense of a family is really a body, like Mashiach said. You're members of one body. You won't go in the house and shut your left foot out and everything, all the rest of the body inside the house. No, you take your foot in, the whole body comes in. So, right, I'm always available. And you know how I am. You know how I do whenever you come to his house unexpectedly or something like that. Or say I'm in the neighborhood to come. Shoot. Yeah, may my day. You know that.
That's right. I know it, but the listeners may not know it.
But yeah, they used to call, too. What they used to do is call and ask for me to make a sandwich. And then the next one would call and ask for a sandwich. Then when I'm looking out of the parking lot, they'd be out there parked in the parking lot.
Amen.
That was my joy God, but you know how it is. I like feeding people. And I like cooking for the people. I mean, there's nothing like cooking or doing something for the people you love, man.
Amen. Amen. And I can contest to that. If you want some good brief fish cakes, ain't nothing like Zakin Eliezer's, you know? It'll make you forget all about bread cakes. If you came that way, like me myself, when I first came in, he gave me a blue fish cake. I'm thinking I'm eating a crab cake, but no, brother, these blue fish cakes and made me forget about crab cake. I love some crab cake. I did. I ain't gonna lie. I came out that world. I always say I can't eat no more, but anytime I call, hey, I want some blue fish cake. Oh, you know what to do. You know what to do. I don't think anybody even had your blue fish cake. Zakin, you're going to have to make some now. Yep. I put you on me.
Yeah,
let me ask you this question, Dr. Eliezer. Being you have been in the faith for quite a while now, I'm thinking at least 30 to 35 years, and the younger Kohanim, how difficult or is even difficult to listen to the younger Kohanim? Or get under their order as Yahweh have set it up?
Oh, no, son. Then that's the thing. Their order is Yah's order.
Amen. Amen.
That's Yah's order.
Amen.
It was just spoken in Sabbath. Everybody know the order. People used to call me and talk to him on the phone, and and the thing I would tell them all, as you finish talking to me, call the rabbi and talk to him and let him know that we talk and share with him.
Amen.
Because that's the order. And what I wanted them to do is to know that this is who Yahweh has set in the headship of the congregation.
Amen.
I'm an elder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way past 50.
Right.
I'm on the like the support end now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's the clearance. We're on the support end. Y'all are the sheriff. Y'all are the bulls.
Amen.
That's really y'all got the two horns. I'm just laid back brazen. And like I said, the wise man is one who learns from everybody.
Yep.
So I'm learning, believe me, I'm learning, I'm still learning too. Who I'm learning from? Life, really, the things of Yah from you guys.
Amen.
I was waiting for the day to finally come.
Amen.
And is it? It's been here quite a while, man. Y'all don't sit up there tremble no more when y'all teach. You get up there and you speak boldly because you learn how to
right.
be naked, like as you said. Got naked and let Yah be Yah all by himself.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Toda. You know, one time I would get home and laugh at myself because
mm-hmm.
I would come to service and people would say, who's teaching? Well, I was going to say one thing. Then they start teaching this thing. But then, like, every time they changed, the teacher was about pushing that the rabbi is the rabbi. And I said, what's going on here? I just asked myself, I said, no, that can't be it. Because it made me think, like, they felt like maybe I didn't feel that the rabbi was the one supposed to be in charge of something. And that's not so.
Uh-huh.
When Gershom Ben Daniel was the rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Right-hand support.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear me teaching anything? No.
No, not in front of the congregation.
Other than rabbi, who was going to teach it?
When Brother Gershom Ben Daniel was doing the teaching?
Yeah, but he wasn't teaching, who taught?
Rabbi Lenny.
That's right. There you go.
There you go.
That haven't changed. Now, one check off the scene, so at least the new one. The next one, right?
That's right.
So just like I support the first one, I'm still here to support the next one.
Hallelujah.
I know my function in life. That's what I was born for.
Hallelujah.
And now we got more Kohanim under him. So guess what? I'm here for the support. That's my role in life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Shout out to our kids.
Yo,
Methodist, and was it kind of strange for you when you walked in and see all those young cats and Charles? You like, you know,
traditional? No, it wasn't the young cats. It was the word.
Oh, it was the word. Okay.
It was the word. Now, I didn't have any problems there, and I still don't have any problems with that. No, I come to hear Yahweh's word, and Yahweh. You know, blessings teaching every morning.
Amen.
That brings the word on Sabbath.
Amen.
And that's what I see. I don't see a rabbi out there on Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the word. The word
it's babies. Yahweh blesses babies with words, with messages.
That's right.
You know, so it's not the age of the individual. You know, it's the anointing that Yahweh has put upon
us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Me and you had some conversations, and throughout the congregation, you are known as an herbalist and a person who lives healthy and eats healthy. And in these days and times that we're coming in, that so much pesticides and extra stuff that's putting into the food, how important is it to live a healthy life? Because I would love to see 60-plus years. That's not promised to me, but and I don't want to just see 60-plus years. I want to be in shape when I get there.
You know, that's the one thing I got.
You know,
I do the things that I do, not necessarily to live a long life, because just like Yahweh gave Adam and Eve choice, He gives us choices today on what we put into our lives. You know, with that said, you know, I'm trying to, I'll be 64, 20, stepping this month. And thank Yahweh for the years, but I've always wanted to be feeling the best that I could feel any age.
Right.
You know, and that's it. That's the reason why I do some of the things I do.
Right.
Try to get away from the pesticides that's in the fruits and vegetables. Try to get away from the hormones and the meat and the animals. And live the way I think Yahweh wants to live. It is written in the Word. You know, matter of fact, we can go to... Let's go to Revelation 18:23. Start that.
Start at verse 23?
Yes, sir. Okay. And then it reads, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorcery were all nations deceived.
Right.
And if you look up that word sorcery, which is 5:3-3:1, you find that it's the use or the administration of drugs, poisoning, sorcery, magical acts. You know, often found in connection with idolatry and enforcement. You know, and a lot of times we see that word sorcery. That's what we think about magic. We not think about the pharmaceutical side of that. But for me, that one verse sums it all up. You know, we can go back to Genesis and talk about the seed. You know, in Genesis, we can go into, you know, Proverbs. And talk about the service, the leaf in the service of man. But this one right here, it all but sums it up.
I mean, right.
You know, because all of these drugs that man has produced,
that's right.
You know, if we look at, you know, there's only one person that can heal, and that's Yahweh.
That's right.
And that's Yahweh. And it's through his herbs that he has put in the metal.
That's right.
You know, out here in the field. I mean, I see him on the side of the road. You know, my wife and I, we run. And a lot of places that we run is, you know, on paths.
Yes.
And we find herbs on these paths. We identify them now so we can go back next spring and next summer and harvest some of them. Yahweh put all that there for us, man. You know, right now I'm trying to really, truly build myself up.
Amen. I know a couple months back you had told me about some organic eggs and my ignorance, I'm like, man, eggs. He's talking about organic eggs. He's gonna bring me these eggs and they don't taste like this regular eggs. Bring me some big brown eggs, and when I pour them joints, they taste so clean. And me myself, which I love eggs, you know, scramble eggs, all types of eggs. It's really a difference. I didn't believe there was a difference in my mind, you know, organic eggs. I've never understood that. Now, you want to have something organic. Look, what's organic? You know, for, through his wisdom, and he got brought me the dozen of eggs, and I was full of the joint. It was good. And the family put them eggs up.
But you know, it's we've been duped into doing a lot of things that is contrary to the word.
Because
Yahweh just told us about the drugs, you know, how the sorcerer is drugging us, and he's doing it in inadvertently. He's killing us in inadvertently, you know, because see, we don't, when we go by these things, we're not thinking about how they're being processed. We're not thinking about how the animals are being grown. You know, a lot of it comes from us doing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Us doing it all the time. You know, but once we step away from things that we used to do and start living, start eating the foods that Yahweh has put here for us, you know, like the you said eggs, the chicken, go and pick your own vegetables. You know, Yahweh has blessed the congregation. I don't think it's a family in the congregation this year that don't have a card. Wanted me
mean, not just me today, but all of us.
That's right.
You know, because the things that when we go out here and when we eat some of the things that we eat, we're not, it's not of Yahweh. You know, it's just been shown in Revelation,
right,
that he doesn't want us to be of the world, eat of the world.
That's right.
You know, as long as we're eating of the world, we're still not conforming to the word.
Right.
To the word. Now, none of us, well, maybe so, our children have been born into the word.
Mm-hmm.
So it's becoming upon us to get them away from
McDonald's
and Burger King, and all these things that we know to be harmful to the body.
Right.
You know, it's easier. You know, it's easier to prevent something than to get rid of it once it's there.
Right.
So, what we are charged to do right now today is to make those changes to ward off certain things, you know, certain calamities with our body.
Right.
You know, I ain't said much about it. I'm dead. But, you know, I live healthy, and I try to eat all the right foods, yada, 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 but it comes to health. But I do these things not thinking that Yahweh is going to help me live 100 years, but with the thought that Yahweh is going to make my each and every day a joyful day without pain, without discomfort, you know, being able to get up in the morning and do things, you know, have a vigorous life.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But this morning, I myself, I had to go to have a procedure done. I found a lump on my chest, a couple of them, matter of fact. I wasn't going to say anything about it. Found a couple of them. And I had to have a CAT scan. I went last week to have ultrasound. But I say a lot to say this, you know, like, whatever is there, it's there because Yahweh is trying to get my attention. At some point in time, I have done something to my body to cause this. Now, as I say, it's easier to prevent something than to get rid of it once it's there. But even with that knowledge, you know, I go right back to the garden, and Yahweh put things in the garden that I can go to help, even in this situation. Even in this situation. You know, there's, you know, herbs, there's all types of herbs. If we look in the, from the front of the Bible to the back of the Bible, you know, we find herbs written everywhere. You know, we see where they use hawthorn. We see where they use honey, raisins, apples. Oh, I mean, it's just so many. There's so many herbs and vegetables and fruit that was used in the word, and each and every one of them have a distinct purpose.
Hallelujah.
Each one of them have a purpose. You know, like, you'll find, you know, herbs have a dual purpose. They heal, and they also can be nourishment for the body, food for the body. You know, but it's the knowledge that we have got to get to know what these things, what they're going to do to help our bodies to ward off certain. One of the biggest things that going that's killing man right now is dead family.
Yeah.
So that said, you know, let us all start looking at into Yahweh's God and finding things that we can put into our bodies to ward off that ugly disease.
So right.
cancer don't grow in the ass. It grows in things that we put into our bodies.
That's right.
It grows in the same thing. It's in the things we put into our bodies. But to eliminate all that, you know, looking in your eyes, God, and picking from that and eating what we should be eating, you know, especially give it to our kids.
That's right.
You know, give them a better life. Okay. Show them a different way.
That's right.
You know, once we get, you know, once, you know, we've shown once you get set on that path of eating from Giant and all these other places, it's a little difficult to get away from.
Zach and Ward, you still with us? me, Eliezer?
Yeah, we're still here.
All right, all right. What's your thoughts on healthy eating?
Well, healthy eating is just like the brother explained. He went through it all, and I'm in full agreement with it.
Amen. Amen. So what are the effects of eating bad, Dr. Eliezer?
You know the effect. Brother said that too. You die earlier than what you should.
That's right. That's right. Living in the in this time, you know that famine is coming upon us. How should the nation prepare for that? What
the
will
nations
be
your advice? Are Israel.
That's Yahweh and the nation. Because we know once this famine comes that Yahweh wants all his people preserved.
Yeah, his people. And the nations just like us being in Mitzrayim.
Mm-hmm.
They were fighting Goshen.
Right.
So we're protected.
Right.
And we're listening to what's needed. We're preparing the people gardening. People starting waters there. He's teaching us and giving us all the different things we need about different herbs and all that. People are listening. They're using them. They're starting to plant their own stuff to keep the pesticides off out of their systems. We're progressing right now. We're doing the things.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning more, advancing more. So we're going to be ready.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
The world won't have much judgment coming on them, but we will.
How much should we be looking and paying attention to the signs of the time?
That's we're the people of the book. That should be our whole thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a brother yesterday, from another city, and we talked for hours, man. And I told him, man, keep that. I said, you see the things happening. I told him, don't get caught up in because they're killing blacks or the gay stuff and all this. Those are the things we're supposed to be looking for because he already said this was going to be, so we know how near he is.
Right.
So we
right.
Now just prepare ourselves and do what we're supposed to. Y'all going to take care of the rest when it comes to us. But we got to do what we use the wisdom he has given us. And we got assets. So Ken Ward. He's the herbalist. He knows these different things. Dr. Mata'el has been growing from, he's in his 80s and been doing this thing, growing his own, have his own gardens and all. Now,
right,
each
right.
one of the young families, they're doing it. You see, we're moving in Yahweh's, we're moving in his steps. That's what we're doing. We're preparing ourselves.
That's right. That's right. Yahweh wants us to be prepared. He wouldn't put examples in the scriptures like Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Down with Pharaoh, the 7 years of plenty and 7 years of not. So
that's right.
He
right.
always wants us to be prepared. You know,
we're in the Roman king, government right now. And we know what happened in the Roman government. With the thing that's going on there, I remember when they passed that thing in the Senate about the gay making the thing settle. They had that right in there. And I looked on the news, they had a big flag waving it, talking about that that bill is their shield against the Bible. But now you see where the world is going, right?
Right.
So
right.
It's gonna. So don't think to be a surprise. When they get to the place where they start burning that Bible.
Right. That's right.
Because that's what they're doing, really. They're trying to get in people's minds now to play it down so it's not really a real thing. So soon they're going to be anything like it. They're going to start destroying it. And then the only word that's going to be left is what's in us. So we got to eat that word and do like we're doing. The sister study on Wednesday, the brother study on Wednesday. We got classes on in the morning at 11:30 on Sabbath. We've got to get the word in us because we're going to end up being a book. And do you know what comes after that, right? Those stars start to fall from heaven because then they're going to, the tribulation, they're going to start trying to kill the word because we're still going to be converting people. because we got the book in us. We are the book. Then they're going to turn to kill us. So that's our lot in life. So we're being prepared. Let's get it. Let's, like I said, let's get it in us, man. We got to get it.
That's right.
It's got
that's
to right. come us.
Hold on, Zakin. Hold on. Zakin, do something about when you and your wife be running these dark spots. Earth, you know, I would have never picked up. You know, when I'm running or when I'm just walking and or cutting grass, that natural herb, things that are good for us, is growing right around us all the time. You want to speak on that, Paul? Because where we're heading, we need that wisdom. When we're in the wilderness, we need that type of wisdom to where so we can pick up something. Like you said earlier, Yahweh has it been for us, you know? And even when there's famine coming, because we all know that a famine is coming. We all know that this world is going to turn upside down. And that's not persecution. That's just before persecution. So at this time, we should be preparing for persecution. I mean, not persecution, but we can't prepare for persecution. We just got to be in shape like Jesus, like him when we're running.
He says it's going to be a famine of the word.
Right now, I think Yahweh have us on a journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have there's certain things that as a family we've decided to do. And with food and with herbs. As you said, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when it's going to happen. But something's going to happen.
That's right.
And just as Yahweh had told Joseph,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I say this all the time, you know, as a good example, you know, to store things in the storehouse.
Right.
You know, Joseph, the reason why Joseph was in the position that he was in, because he was wise.
Right. You know,
do you think that Pharaoh would have put a Hebrew in charge of doing what he did unless he knew something?
That's right.
He knew something.
That's right.
You know, he knew that there were going to be times of need. He knew that there would be times short. So he put things away.
Right.
Things away. And it was a blessing, not just for the people of Egypt, but also for his own family.
Amen.
But even for his own family. And Yahweh wants to do the same thing.
That's right.
You know, because it's we don't know what's going to happen, don't know when it's going to happen. You know, one thing for certain, two things for sure. We all put money aside just in case, you know, we might be short somewhere down the road.
Right.
And we need to start filling up, you know, filling our basement, not just with food, but learn about the different herbs and what good they do to the body and start storing them away also.
That's right.
Because there's going to come a time when we can't go to the store and buy aspirin for pain.
That's right.
You know, so you have to know that, you know, you can take some cayenne pepper, you know, and make yourself a pumice and treat that headache or get rid of that pain. You know, it's going to come a time, you know, when you're going to have to know that you get rid of colds, one of the best things is elderberry. You know, there's a few other things that you can put in there with it, but, you know, there's going to come a time when we're going to have to know these things. It's not just to know, but we're going to have in our household.
That's right.
We have to have them in the household because, you know, we all dealing with the same things. We all in the same world, and it's going to happen to all of us.
That's right.
It's going to happen to all of us. But that's the thing that we're looking at. We're looking at, you know, we're looking into doing these things, you know, canning foods, freezing some, you know, dehydrating, you know, it's various means of doing that, but it's all in the process, and as a family, you know, we try to share what knowledge that we have with the family.
Amen.
And those things are very important for our survival. And I believe Yahweh have the elders here. Because I know Brother Mentor Al, he was gardening too. And I remember one time he would make his own wine and everything. He had the elders set up with that wisdom. So we won't go to the left, to the right. We will have some wisdom anything you kick off to, this is the path you go on. This is the way you need to go. So as last class, I believe he was there too, that the Kohanim and the elders, we agreed that we need to start coming together and mapping out plans, mapping out these things. So when it do hit, we don't know when or even how long, but we know it's going to hit. So these are, so each camp should have some type of plan in place where if those alarms go off today, where are we going to meet at? You know, we need to set up things like, and from this, our spiritual leader, he's putting that in plan. He's going to put that in plan so when things do kick off, here's where we're going to meet at. You know, we need a central place where we can meet at, and not just for this camp, all camps of Israel. Because we know it's coming. We know it's coming. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And Zaki and Eliezer spoke on it earlier about all these little things that's going on now in this world system. Ferguson, if you look out there in Ferguson, what's going on out there in Ferguson? They are ready for a race war so bad it just won't take one thing to push them over. I looked on the books earlier where you got white men with bulletproof vests on, walking around with M16, calling themselves the AR-15. What they call themselves, oh man, the commandment, either the commandment keepers or covenant keepers. So even one, the covenant keepers or commandment keepers. But you know what's funny about these white men that's out there? They're not upset with the black people. Who they upset with is the government. They out there ready to fight on the black people's side. And mainstream media is not popping that up. Because mainstream media want a race war. They want another confusion to come from this planet. But they don't care. They don't care less about black and white. They know that the government is robbing everybody. They don't understand what the government is planning. And we know that there's only one kingdom that's running this world. We know that and understand that stuff. In the four kingdoms of Daniel, then it goes into the book of Revelation about the fourth kingdom, which will be in rule until the Messiah comes back. So there's plans and there's preparation that we must take, and we're looking towards our elders for that God. Brother Zaki Eliezer? Zaki Eliezer?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I want to let you give you some closing remarks, if you may, close out and give us some words of wisdom. Let you go first.
This is a good blog talk for the elders today. Got a lot from it, and the advice that I will give to the welfare of your brother.
Amen. Amen.
And when I said y'all, me being is, we know we're talking about male and female.
Yes.
Look
yes.
at the welfare of your sisters and your brothers, your family.
Amen. Amen.
I mean.
Tola, Zaki. Tola.
Thank you for the privilege.
Zaki.
In close. You know, we're truly blessed by a great
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. And as we go forth, you know, let us all find a way to reach out to one another. You know, the things that I've talked about, especially the food that we eat and the medicines that we take, you know, there's a lot of knowledge within the sound of these words. You know, let's try to find a way to reach out so that we can come together and talk about these things and find
solutions to some of our own health issues. But there's a knowledge within us to do that, you know, in the way that Yahweh would want us to.
That's right.
You know, there's people out there within the sound of the words that knows about God.
Amen.
You know, right. Let's reach out and try to find a way to share with one another the intricacy of God.
Yeah.
You know, how to deal with the insects on a non-chemical level. You know, the knowledge is out there. These are some of the things, you know, some of the more practical things that we can do to come together.
Amen.
You know, and let Yahweh be our guide and do that. You know, I thank Yahweh for the opportunity to be here tonight and to share with you all the knowledge that he's given me.
Yeah.
You know, but even with
I don't know how to do that.
You don't have something?
No, I'm not. Never been up in my life. He's talking about an inner city kid, you know, who grew up in Baltimore City.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hunting out there but each other. Black. That was the only thing we was hunting.
But you know, with that thing, you know, these are some of the things that we need to learn. You know, I started hunting that grill on the other day. Matter of fact, I got my first gun when I was I wasn't allowed to have a gun in the house. As a matter of fact, I still have them now. You know, but we used to run around 10, 15 of us, man. Kids. You know, one was it? I mean, we walk up and down the street with guns. And there was never no issue with can't do it today, though.
Right.
But deeper hunting is one of some of the things, hunting and trapping, matter of fact.
Right.
But all the time, you never have a gun, you know, to kill what it is that you're going to need to eat. But these are all things, survival skills.
That's right.
You know, we need to know, you know, what, you know, look at a tree and be able to tell what tree we can eat the root of.
Amen.
Or what, you know, piece of grass that we can pull up to treat a bee sting or, you know, whatever we need.
That's right.
You know, we got to learn these survival skills, man.
That's right.
You know, honestly speaking, that's where I'm headed in my life. That's where, as a family, you know, these are the things that we're looking to do in survival. You know, you're talking about what's going on in Ferguson right now. You know, but let's take a look at what's going on in California right now. That's where 78% of our festivals, exclusive festivals, come from California. Oh, yeah. And they have a terrible drought out there. Look at some of the fires that we have. You know, it's a lot of things going on. We just don't know when. We don't know what it's going to be.
That's right.
You know, but, you know, with all these things coming upon us, you know, man, when you look at it, you know, you look at what our government is doing, you know, the acceptance of these despising things that the word tells us that are wrong,
right.
But our government is accepted and everybody else is accepted, you know, we can't expect nothing but what we get.
That's right.
And he told us in his word
that's right.
that these things would happen.
That's right.
So, you know, for us to step back and think that, you know, it won't be, you know, for real. You know, I believe throughout it all, you know, that Yahweh is going to, but at the same time, you know, he's telling you to, you know, show up your basis.
That's right.
You know, he's telling you, you know, to learn all that you can, you know, to survive. But this world ain't going to be the world that, as we see it now.
That's right.
Now, what would we do if we didn't have no war? You know, probably what would go off.
Right.
You know, what would we do if we have another purpose to pick up? Baltimore had its own situation.
Right.
The great situation.
That's right.
You know, it was only shut down for what, a week, 2 weeks?
Yes.
So what would happen if they shut it down for a month and you couldn't shut the whole shit down, couldn't nobody leave out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's terrible, but these are things that we need to prepare.
That's right. And that's why we have our elders on, because I didn't know that 80% of our vegetables come from California. You know? I didn't know things like that. And you see Yahweh and moving. Y'all will move away from my word. I'll move away or take my word away, God, which is the spirit that points to a spirit. We need to know things like that. We need to have our elders sitting us down and teaching those who are willing to fish. I don't even know how to fish. I've not been fishing in my life.
I know this thing.
Like, wow.
You know, fishing is one of the easiest things. Just put a line out there.
trap trying to fish, trapping out for a little bait on it. Come up. You know, I'm not much of a fisherman either, but I have begun to go fishing just so that we can eat a cream of fish. And
right.
Here again, you know, a bunch of food that we eat come from parts of the world that are questionable. You know, really. You know, we get a lot of stuff from out of Japan. You know, what does that happen in Japan? Especially people don't think about these things, man. People do not think about these things. You know, they had quote that
nuclear reaction. That we teach here at Beth Yahweh, we teach the culture of a people, not just who you are, but who you were as a people. And that's what one of our goals is. We want to get back to who we were and whose we were. Because we are Yahweh's kids. He wants us to survive in this wilderness, because this world is not but the wilderness. That's all it is. I want to thank the brothers, the elders, for coming on. And I want to thank y'all for listening. Shalom, friends.
Shalom.